Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house on this Sunday. And we thank the Lord for the opportunity that we have to gather together to sing praises to the name of our Lord and to focus on His Word. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to one verse of Scripture in 1 Peter chapter 2. And I read, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul." I want you to see the word that God chose to describe how we live in this world. It's a war. I didn't make that up. It's a word that people don't like. They don't like the idea of war, but that's how God describes the fleshly lust that we deal with on a daily basis. It's a war. I want to ask you a question this morning. How are you doing in war? Oftentimes put a little smiley face sticker on our lives and we think we're doing pretty good and everything's good. But I wonder how we're doing in the war. Do we look more like the world or do we look more like the Lord Jesus Christ? That's the standard. Do I look more like the Lord Jesus Christ today than I did yesterday? Am I following in His footsteps? Am I honoring Him with my daily life? Am I seeking His face and all the decisions of life? You see, the war is lost when we do not abstain from fleshly lusts. Each battle of every day in our life that we fight will be lost if we do not, as this verse tells us, abstain from fleshly lusts. It means to withdraw yourself from fleshly lusts. Now, we all battle the fleshly lusts that come our way. Why? Because we still have that old man within us. We do battle. There are two men that are there, the old man and the new man. And they do battle with each other every day of every hour. They're competing and they're fighting and they're battling. Through Christ, I can have the victory. Through His Holy Spirit, I can abstain from fleshly lusts. And the old man can go back to his place. Or I can entertain the thoughts and the ideas that this world is bombarding us with every day of every hour through the internet, through cable television, through you name it, every little iPhone or whatever. It's the constant bombardment of the world. How are you doing in the war? God has told us that our rewards in heaven will be based upon how we do in this war. How do we do in this war? I've been reading several books, and tonight I'm going to share a little bit about some warfare tactics, about never giving up the high ground. And a gentleman that I've been reading recently called The Art of War talks about how that a commander should never, ever, ever, ever allow his troops to give up the high ground. And he goes through and he describes every major battle event since the Civil War about those who gave up the high ground because they weren't watching and how they ended up losing. Or all their tactics that they threw at it, eventually said there was only two or three cases where the bombardment of that finally allowed them to be able to take it. Most times the enemy's able to hold the hill, and he gives a couple of examples of those. But he said you should have never given it up the first place. And he goes through and he shows those different things. And we give up the high ground almost on a daily basis, do we not? Because we're attached to this world. God help us, we're in a war, whether you like it, Christian, or not. You're in a war. How are you doing in the war? Are you honoring Christ? Are you honoring God? Or are you losing battle after battle after battle every day? Well, the rewards will indicate how you did in the war when we stand in His presence. May God help us to have the right kind of focus. Help us not to give up the high ground to the devil and to the flesh, and honor Him every day and win the battles, not through our flesh, but through the power of the Holy Spirit of God.